Hello, and welcome to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's gospel is the gospel for us whenever we are tempted to describe Jesus as nice, or Christianity as a group of people being nice to others. Jesus today shows he is not nice. The Jews fetch stones to stone him. Obviously the Jews, the Jewish leaders in reality, are not being nice either. Trying to kill people by chucking stones at them is not a nice thing to do. But we see here that Jesus is not simply a nice guy who says nice things. We see that Jesus is a man of truth, who would rather die than tell a lie or seek to fit in. The Jews answered him, "We are not stoning you for doing a good work, but for blasphemy. You are only a man, and you claim to be God." Jesus is then not a nice person at all. Rather, he is very obviously a man of courage, of strength, of integrity, who is very free to disagree and think differently. Above all, he is a man of great and perfect charity. This is what sets him apart from others, and how we as Christians should stand apart from others. All of Holy Week is one big whopping sign of Jesus' great love of his Father and of humanity, and of his courage and freedom which flow from this, and not just in words. His very body is permanently marked with the fire of his love. And this is what we too should have. Jesus is not simply showing Christians how to behave. He is reminding all of us what it is to be human, and how to fulfill our humanity. Let's ask God for this grace and implement small decisions in our life to help build our honesty, courage, freedom, and above all, our love for the Father and all humanity. Let us pray. O God, who in this season give your church the grace to imitate devoutly the Blessed Virgin Mary in contemplating the Passion of Christ, grant, we pray, through her intercession, that we may cling more firmly each day to your only begotten Son and come at last to the fullness of his grace, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.